And I think my higher power, who I call God, knew what was coming in my life and gave me the gift of hitting my bottom to be able to get to a therapist. And she sent me to OA. I used to be an ICU nurse. And I recognize after many years of working program that that's how I identified myself. And when I lost my career, I couldn't do it anymore. I developed an autoimmune arthritis. I hit a profound depression and I sat on the couch for 6 months. And it was about 2 weeks before Christmas. And I said, I better get some help. I can help everybody else, but I can't take care of myself. And I looked up a therapist in the phone book, and it had to be somebody very close because I wasn't going anywhere. And I found somebody at the corner. She was extremely tough, but as my sister likes to say, I really needed somebody tough to get through to me. And about 2 weeks in, she said to me, you need OA. And because I rebel at everything, I didn't go. I joined Away and Pay again for the thousandth time. One of the things that I have realized being in program now and being abstinent and practicing, you know, recovery in every way is I never really did those Way and Pays because I was not honest with my food. I would take a point system and eat a whole box of something. So that's one of the gifts practicing this program gave me, is I am honest with my food. I journal and I write and I use the tools. And how some of writing does is I write everything that goes in my mouth. I journal feelings. I do that. So I really admit that I am powerless over food and my life is unmanageable without program and my higher power. The second part is I was lucky enough to always have a real strong, deep faith, but I was raised in a religion where you couldn't ask for anything for yourself. And another gift program gave me was I ask God every day for the willingness and action and ability to be abstinent. I ask God to remove my defects. I ask for the relief of self-will. I spend my day walking with my higher power. I think that's the best way to word it. And as I walk with God, I have gone through things I never would have thought I could go through. And I made it. And he gave me the strength about, I guess it was about 9 months, 6 months after I came into the program, my husband was diagnosed with colon cancer. And we almost lost him just from his first chemo, but he made it. And then he had surgery. And I had the gift of just about 4.5 years of being with him in program. And I recognize now that that was such a gift God gave me. I was able to make amends to him. I was able to enjoy him. And when it came back and I was able to bring him home on hospice, and I looked at that as the last gift of service I could give him. And I can remember being up, you know, God love him. It took him a long time and it was not easy, but I can remember praying in the middle of the night and thanking God that I was able to do that. And I could only do that through my higher power. And also the gift of the people in the room. I don't think we really appreciate how special the people in the room become to us and how much they mean to us until you walk those things with them. And I am so grateful. I had people from this room with me during that journey. And there wasn't a time that I couldn't call somebody and they wouldn't have been there. So those are immeasurable gifts. And I thank God for that. And then, so I really do turn my will over to the care of God every day, step three. And I pray the step three prayer. Now, I would like to say that I give my will over every day and I never take it back. That is not true. I'm a whole lot better, but I am not perfect. So I'm progressing, but not perfect. So I do a lot of prayer. I do meditation. I do take a searching and fearless moral inventory of myself. And I have to tell you that when I came in the rooms, I didn't come in because I had this realization that I was an addict. I knew I had a weight problem. I was about 160 pounds overweight at the time. And if you had asked me, I would have said I needed a diet. I knew I was in trouble because I hit my bottom emotionally. And I wanted to get well so badly, I did everything she told me. So a real gift was I was willing to do what the therapist said and come to OA. And then I was really willing to work it and stay. I got abstinent after about 6 months, and I got better right away with my food, but I really only got abstinent after completing step four and seeing my side. I thought it was everybody else's fault. I was filled with resentment and anger. I was a child of abuse. And so I didn't trust men. That's another gift this program gave me. There are wonderful men in this room, and I was able to appreciate them. And I thought I had married the exception that proved the rule because my husband was a good man. But there are other good men, and that's a gift this program gave me. Another gift is I recognized my side. And once I really recognized my side in things, I was able to put down the food. I am only able to keep putting down the food because I continually live in steps 10, 11, and 12. I turn my defects over and my four step over in a fifth step to another person in the program. And the gift of that was I had such relief, such acceptance and relief. And I practice that fifth step all the time. When I have a defect, I turn it over and I turn over my act as if, and I do my act as if to my sponsor. I ask God to remove my defects. I am not perfect. Today I was angry. I've recently put my son in housing. He was on the list for 13 years. It's not always smooth, and they didn't schedule him for his doctor's appointment, which was serious. So I called. And I gave a healthy boundary and I said, they better fix that problem. And then I hung up and I was angry. So I said the resentment prayer. You know, it's kind of a joke among my sponsees, but they'll be able to tell you one of the first things I assign is that resentment prayer. I really use it a lot. And I distracted myself and I prayed for the person and I gave it to God. And then I'll do my side, which is follow up to make sure that was done. I humbly ask God to remove all my defects. I can't do it myself. I can do my act as if, but I can't turn them over. Get rid of it. When I've harmed someone, I make amends. And that was the gift of Kevin still being alive. I was able to make my amends to him. And he saw a huge change in me. Also, I've made amends to my son. I can remember the first time he said to me, you know, Mom, you live to control me. And I laughed and I said, I know, I'm working on that. And if you could have seen the look of shock on his face. So I make amends now when I've done something wrong. And I make living amends to people that I've harmed in my family. And I choose never to do those behaviors. And when I do them, I catch myself quickly and make amends. And then I live this way. I live in the steps. I live in the principles. It is such a gift. It helps me not create damage and wreckage. And I was a person that was filled with resentment and anger and self-pity and caused a lot of wreckage. I thought I could tell everybody, especially in my family, how to live. And I have spent these past 11 years making living amends and not doing that anymore. It's kind of become a family joke with my sisters and I. Sometimes they'll call up and say, can't you tell me just one more time what to do? And we laugh. And I say, no, I can't do that anymore. I am lucky enough, and I have received so many blessings from this program, that I share with my friends and loved ones that I'm in OA. I don't hide it. And I share that I walk in this way of life. And, you know, you don't think people are listening. But on a group chat, my niece, they were talking about what they were going to have for breakfast. And I just listened. And my niece, without me saying anything, but, you know, Aunt Jay wouldn't eat that. So you don't realize how much they see by how you live. And I thought, okay, then I've helped a little, that they can see that. I guess the physical recovery is great too, and I still have a ways to go, but I'm down 85 pounds. And I don't see it, but recently my sister went through all my pictures. And there was another OA person in here, and she showed the picture of me with my son when he was little. And that person actually said, oh my God, you've lost half a person. And I finally see it now. So it shows that body image is a place I have to go. And I still am abstinent, and I leave my weight loss to God, but I still have weight to lose, and I recognize
3 minutes.
Thank you, boss.
3 minutes.
Thank you. So I constantly pray and have a connection to my higher power. I try and live to the best of my abilities and practice these principles in all my affairs. I live in 10, 11, and 12, but mainly I live grateful. I'm alone for the first time in my life. I've recently reworked the steps, and I recognize that a lot of those resentments the first time have been resolved because I've done my act as ifs. I have some fears, and I give them to God, and I just keep plowing forward. And the next adventure is I'm going to sell this house because it's loaded with two flights of steps, and I've fallen 3 times this year, so it's time to go. And I just keep asking my higher power where to go. And one of the requirements is they have to have OA, because this is just how I live my life. And if I could give the gift of the steps to anybody, it is just such a miracle. I can't stress it enough, the gifts it's really given to me. So thank you very much for asking me to share tonight. Have a good night. And I guess I'll end here, Ross.